Once again today, showers and thunderstorms will threaten into the evening hours. Most of the area is under a severe thunderstorm watch, highlighting the potential that some of these storms may be damaging in terms of gusty winds and also large hail. Of course, with any thunderstorm, there's the potential for some heavy downpours and also dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. And keep in mind that lightning can strike before it starts raining. So if a storm is threatening your area and closing in, you want to seek shelter immediately and don't wait for the rain to begin. This is all being driven by a cold front that will work its way across the area over the next few hours. And it's working on a moderately unstable air mass. A lot of us had the sun break out today, which is certainly nice to see the sun. Temperature shot up into the 70s where the sun came out, but that helped to enhance the instability. So with the cold front coming in, we have unstable air, and that's the trigger for these showers and thunderstorms. So showers and storms are likely in spots through about 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight, give or take. And then as the evening moves along, there might still be a few raindrops, but the potential for any heavy storm should come to an end. Then overnight, the front will push off to the east. We'll have some clearing, so we'll call it partly cloudy overnight, and some areas of fog are likely to form, especially in spots where it has rained through the late day and evening hours. And moving into the day tomorrow, we catch a little bit of a break after a couple of days with some stormy weather threats. We're looking at a mix of sunshine and clouds. Now, I will say, most of us are looking at a dry day tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm that pops up, especially along and north of I-90 tomorrow afternoon, but the bulk of the area will stay dry tomorrow. Temperatures will be seasonable, maybe a bit below, up into the upper 60s and low 70s in many spots, and it will turn breezy as the day moves along. And then on Friday, we're back into that stormy weather threat again with the potential for showers or a thunderstorm. The weekend right now looks to start off dry on Saturday, but the overall unsettled pattern looks to hold through at least the first part of next week. Now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, scattered showers and storms early, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s to near 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, scattered showers and storms early, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, breezy with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, highs in the 60s to lower 70s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.